good God of glory, if you just get up out of your seat and come talk to Him just a little bit, praise God, and just tell Him all about it. Glory be to God. Amen. He's got the cure this morning and the help, praise God, for your heart. He's got that to help you this morning, to encourage you and to lift you up, praise God. Hey, praise the Lord. If He has to, He'll carry you. Amen. He's never let us down. For over 2,000 years, Jesus has been sufficient to meet every need. For over 2,000 years, now Brother Charles, He's been sufficient. Don't matter what the problem is, don't matter where you're at, don't matter the sin that you've committed, Jesus Christ is there to love you, and He said, and He's there this morning. He's there this morning. You hear? He's there this morning. Praise God, the good God of glory. Sit at the right hand of the Father with power on high. He said, All power has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Amen. Hey, would you, this morning, if you'd like to have that force on your side, all you got to do is get up out of your seat, come to an old-fashioned altar and say, Lord, here I am. Stand in need, God, this morning. I need you to touch me. I need you to begin to do some things for me. I need you to begin to put some things back together. Hey, some things in our lives broken. Hey, some things that shattered. Praise God. But I want to say this morning, and I have an authority of God. He's a good God of glory that's there to patch it back together.
Amen.
Amen. And he puts it together with a glue, praise God, that the devil can't separate. Amen. He's that glue, praise God, that holds everything together. Amen. When we got the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, we're on that firm foundation. That foundation cannot, hey, glory, that foundation can't be moved this morning. Amen. It's permanent and it's settled, praise God. The demons of hell, the gates of hell can't prevail against it. But praise be to God, I'm glad that we got bought in. I'm glad I got to be a part of this. I'm glad I'm partaking in the presence of the precious church this morning, that born again, bought, praise God, blood bought people that God has put on this earth, praise God, for His glory. I believe this morning, these bells are going off in glory. Amen. I believe this morning God's saying, look at my youngins down there. It's Stony Fort back there. Amen. The world may not know them. They're up there in the woods and the edge of National Forest, away up the edge of earth. Praise God. But I want to say, look at them little old people that love me this morning. And ain't ashamed to show it. Amen. Boy, I tell you, we ought never be ashamed of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, He moves on our heart. Glory be to God, if we got a praise on our lip, if He wants us to raise our hand, praise God, and won't you raise both hands, or a hand and a foot, praise God. Oh, Lord to God, we ought to just do it for His glory this morning.
Amen.
Amen. He's been so good to us, and He ain't done yet. Amen. Glory be to God, He's still reaching down hearts and minds of people. Amen. The devils are trying to drive wedges all the time. Amen. The devil in this air that we live would like nothing more than to drive a wedge between these two people right here and to separate them. Amen. So that he can destroy humanity. That's what the devil would like to do. He's always trying to drive wedges between humanity. If we ain't very careful, Brother Bill, he'll drive a wedge between you and Brother Jeff. He'll drive a wedge between you and Brother Jesse, or you and Brother Ray. But I want to say, praise God, the God that I serve ain't about driving wedges. The God that I serve is about mending hearts. Praise be to God, with a love that's so perfect, praise God, that it'll touch you in the depths of your soul.
Amen.
He'll do something in you that you can't get over. Amen. You can't get over it. And I praise God, I wouldn't want to. Amen. I wouldn't want to get over what I'm feeling down in my soul this morning. Praise God, when the choir got to testifying, people got to praising the Lord and magnifying His holy and righteous name for all that He's already done.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I want you to think about this morning. We're praised this morning on account because we know what He's done.
Yeah.
We have it in the volume book. But amen, glory be to God. I think about how we're going to praise Him one of these days, Brother Billy, when we get to a place of the unknown.
Amen.
Amen. When we get to seeing, praise God, we see through a glass darkly. But Paul said, then face to face, one of these days, I'm going to look upon my Lord, the one that's pierced for my sins, carries the stripes of my iniquity, praise God, upon Himself. But one of these days, in a little while, glory be to God, I'm going to see Him face to face. Boy, what a humbling day that'll be. When I look upon my Savior, His face that I will see. Amen. The one that took all my shame and all my sin.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, I don't know about you. I'm ashamed of some of the things I've done this life. Amen. I'm ashamed. Hey, some things I'm ashamed of in this life. Amen. That this old flesh led me into. Amen. It's stinking rotten flesh that I live in. Amen. But the Bible said to mortify the deeds of the flesh that we might give God the praise. Amen. Lifting up and magnifying Him for all that He's done and all that He's going to do. Amen. One of these days we're going to see Him clearly. Face to face. Can you imagine that? And we'll see Him in all. When He come to earth, He laid aside His glory. We couldn't stand to look upon it. Amen. In order for Moses to look upon God, he had to hide Him in the cleft of the rock. And he said, I'm just going to let you see just a glimpse of my hinder side as I go by. And that, hey, you know what that'd do if we ever get a glimpse. I think some of us around here have been getting a glimpse of God. I think some of us around here have been getting just a little peek of who He is. Because, hey, when Moses come down off the mountain after he had got to see just a little bit of God, he come down a changed man. Amen. I praise God. There was a glow about him. Praise God. He had to put a handkerchief about his face. Because people say, hey, you got to cover that up, Moses. You're shining like the noonday sun. Amen.
Amen.
You're shining like the sun. Praise God.
Yes,
amen. Amen. It was coming out of him. Praise God. He couldn't help it. It was radiating from his heart. Why? Because he's like us, Jesse. He'd been with God. Amen. He got just a little bit of peek of who He is. He said, boy, I said, it don't get no better than this. Amen. Come down the mountain with joy, His heart radiating from Him. Boy, I believe some of us this morning, we're starting to get just a little bit. If you ain't, praise God, you'll just get in.
Yes, sir.
Or just hit your face at the altar and say, Lord, Lord God, I want to see You. Jesus, I want to see You. I want just a little bit of peek of who You are. I want to know who You are. Amen. But you know what? He wants you to know who He is. Amen. He wants to express Himself to you this morning. He wants to express Himself to you in His love. Amen. In that He first loved us. Amen. He said, hey, when you were unlovable, when you were lost and undone, when you was doing your own thing with no regard for God, pray God, He loved you even then. Amen. That's the God I serve this morning. When I was a little old toe-headed boy, mean as the devil itself, He loved me.
Amen.
Amen. When I didn't even think about God or who He was. I didn't even think about what He wanted to do for me. Amen. But He loved me.
Amen.
He first loved me.
Amen.
You know when He started loving me? Before the foundations of the world.
Amen.
Before the world was ever spoken to existence, He said, you know what? If we do this thing, if we create this world, pray God, man's going to mess up, they're going to sin, and they're going to need an advocate.
Amen.
And the Lord Jesus Christ, in all His splendor, can you see it? I mean God, amen, God in the flesh. Amen. Was,
yes,
said to God the Father, He said, Father. He said, yes, Son. He already knew what He's going to say.
Yeah.
Amen. God the Father already knew what He's going to say.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Why? Well, because God loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son. And so who's ever believeth in Him should not perish.
Amen.
Amen. That word perish means to be made useless for the glory of God. Amen. And the Son said, Father. He said, yes, Son. He said, Father. I just see the Lord with tears. Right? The Bible said He was a God of compassion. Amen. He was a God of love. He loved us, praise God, before we ever loved Him. I can see Him, brother, with those tears are running down His face. Amen. Maybe never said a word, just held up His hand.
Yeah.
And the Father said, yes, Son, I know. Well, glory. I know that You're going to go and You're going to take their place. Amen. Going to take their sin upon you. Because he that knew no sin will become sin. Now you think about that. The Lord Jesus Christ, who had never done anything wrong, never committed a sin, never done anything wrong, never had a bad thought. Amen. Never done anything amiss.
Amen.
Never done anything to dishonor the Father.
Amen.
He said, Father, not my will, but Thine be done. Amen. He said, Lord, it's all about you this morning. He said, it's all about what you want. Amen. And he said, you know what? He said, I'm going to go down there. And he said, that didn't knew no sin. Amen. Never committed, never had a bad thought. And he became sin. Amen. For me and you. He took the sin of the whole world. Brother Jesse, my sin would have been a load. It would have been a lot for any man to bear. Amen. Brother Bill, your sin would have been a lot for any man to have to bear upon himself. You know, any one of us here, our sins that we've done, we've committed, the things that we've thought is bad, amen, that would have been enough for any man to have to bear. But Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ, my Savior. Praise God. He went to that cross of Calvary. Praise God. He took the beating that belonged to me. He took the beating that belonged to you. He went to Calvary. Praise God. And he died for your sins. Took them upon himself. Bore our sins. Amen. He that knew no sin became sin. Can you imagine the anguish? I can't even imagine. You know, sometimes we go to do something and it's something that we've never done before. Can you imagine? You know how you feel? The insecurity. You know, like when you go to a new job or a new school and you're that new person the first day and you got all these insecurities, all these things, and maybe a little bit of hope, but a whole lot of anticipation, a whole lot of mixed feelings. Can you imagine the load that was on our Savior? Brother, my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. My Savior, my Lord, my Shepherd, the Shepherd of my soul, praise God. He had all that weight upon Him. He bore the weight of the world upon His shoulders on that cruel cross of Calvary. Not only did He have all that weight in Him, but He had all the pain. He had all the pain that those Roman soldiers could inflict upon Him. Amen. Every ounce of every pain, every hurt that they could inflict on Him, they inflicted on Him. Amen. And on top of all that, He had that big burden of sin. Yet He hung between heaven and earth. That sacrifice for sin. Who was that? Who was sacrificed for me and you? Old sinners, amen, in need of a Savior. And He hung between the heaven and earth and became that sacrifice so that we could go free. Amen. So that we wouldn't have to die lost without God. So that we could know Him this morning and that free pardon of sin. Amen. It don't cost you a thing. If you had to pay for it, you couldn't afford it. If you had to pay for your sins, you couldn't afford it. You wouldn't have enough money. You couldn't borrow enough cash to pay your way out. But Jesus went across the Calvary and He said that He hung up between heaven and earth. He expanded the spans between heaven and earth. Amen. Amen. Made a way that we could come. And when it was all said and done, He bowed His head and He said, "It is finished." Amen. 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 Jesus said, "It's finished." All the sinfulness, all the sin, all the wickedness, praise God. He said, "I've paid for it all." Amen. He said, "I've paved the way." He said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." He said, "I've made a way now that you can." I've been preaching on Wednesday night. If you've been missing, you need to get the CDs. I've been preaching on following Jesus. Amen. Being a follower. If we're not following the Lord Jesus Christ, we're not saved. Amen. I'm just being straight up. If you're not a follower, Lord Jesus, I'm not talking about head knowledge. I'm not talking about a profession. If we're not followers, Lord Jesus Christ, we're lost as a goose. We're on our way to hell. Amen. We're on our way. We've got to be followers, Lord Jesus Christ. He never said make a profession. He never said come. And He said take up your cross. Amen. He said, this world's going to be rough. It's going to be hard, but praise God. He said, just take up your cross. He said, and follow me. Amen. I want to say, praise God, this morning, all we got to do is just follow Jesus. He said, well, preacher, I stumble, I fall, I may mess up. Yeah, He knows that, praise God. There's obstacles, there's stumbling blocks in the way, but praise God, there's a good God of glory this morning in the Lord Jesus Christ that'll lead us, praise God, and through that place of promise. Amen. All we got to do is follow. We got to be followers of Jesus. We've got to take up our cross and we got to follow Him every day. Amen. We've got to commit. We've got to submit ourselves to Him. And we've got to put up a resistance in this old world. Amen. We can't give in. We can't give up. But we're going to have to get in. We're going to have to stay in that good fight of faith. All the way to the end, with no place to stop. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do you know that? Because Jesus is our example. Well, Jesse, He's my example. Amen. And He didn't stop. Amen. When the going get tough, He went up on the mountain and He prayed and said, Father. Amen. He said, you know what we're up against today? You know the obstacles that have come our way? He did too. That's why He went to the Father. He said, could you send me a little reinforcement from on high? Amen. He said, need a little Holy Ghost boldness. I need a little grace. I need a little mercy. I need a little bit of compassion. And while you're doing it, praise God, hey, why don't you just pour on a big old bunch of love, praise God, that I just pass it out so that they can see these others. Amen. And he brought that to mankind. The Bible said He was manifest in the flesh and He dwelt among men. Can you imagine God the Son, Brother Jeff? God the Son, born in a little manger in Bethlehem, grew up to be the Lord and Savior of our lives. Amen. The perpetuated, the price of sin, He took upon Himself. He paid with Himself so that we could go free. So that we could sit in a little old Baptist church in the edge of National Forest this morning and praise His name for all the good things that He's done and all the good things that He's going to do. Amen. He's not finished yet. But He's a working. He's working even right here this morning. He's a working right here this morning. He's working on hearts. He's working on lives. And He said, would you take up your cross? Would you follow Me? Would you follow Me this morning? Would you step out on faith and say, Lord, you know, I've been going my own way, trying to do the best I could. But Jesus saying to you this morning, He said, you know, that ain't good enough. He said, you know what? You're trying to do it by yourself. And He said, I want to help you this morning.
Amen.
He said, I want you to step out on faith. And He said, I want you to decide this morning that you're going to follow Me. And He said, let Me begin to show you the way that I want you to go. You know, we don't know the way God wants us to go. But God knows the way that He needs us to go. Amen. That He can use us this morning, me and you, as a vessel of honor unto Himself. But we've got to step out on faith this morning. Amen. We've already been praising. We know what He can do. We know it. We know. Stony Fork Baptist Church knows what God is capable of doing. Amen. Great and mighty things hath He done. He's wrought miracles in this place. Yeah, you know, preacher, because He saved my soul from a devil's hell. I was bound for hell. But praise God, one night on Wednesday, 1976, He come to where I was at and said, son, I don't want you to go to hell. He said, I love you and I want to save you. Amen. And I said, Lord, if you have me, an old sinner, said an old-fashioned altar, said, Lord, forgive me a sinner. Come into my heart. Save me, Lord. Amen. And He made a change in me. Why? Because He came. That's what He came to do. He came to seek and to save old sinners just like me and you. That's what He wants to do this morning. That's what He wants. He wants to guide us and lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. He wants to do for us that's right in the eyes of the Father. Amen. He wants to lead us in that path. Brother Charles talked about in Sunday school this morning, there's two paths. There's one that's broad. He said, and the Bible said there's many go in thereat. There's a lot of people that's seeking that broad way, and it's got all kind of avenues, all kind of places you can turn off, different directions you can go. But there's none of them. But I'm going to say this morning, there's none of them directions to lead you to heaven. There's none of you to get you close to the Father. But He said there's a narrow path this morning. And He said there's few there be that find it. But I want to say, praise God, God's opened a door this morning. He's pointing you to a narrow path. He said, right here's the path that I've got for you. Right here's the place. There, here's the way that you can go, praise God. And I guarantee I'll honor it and I'll bless it, praise God. And I'll, praise God, and it'll bring me glory if you'll choose this path that I have right here for you this morning. It's what He's saying, preacher. I'm saying Jesus is saying this morning to me and you. He said, would you come and follow Me? He said, come and follow Me. And He said, I'll show you the way that you need to go. Stony Fork Baptist, I believe God's showing us this morning. He said, this is the way I want you to go. Amen. This is the way I need you to go. Amen. And all we got to do this morning is just stand to our feet, come to old-fashioned honor and say, Lord, if wherever You lead, I'll follow. Amen. I told Him on Wednesday night, it may be that God lead you to say, you know what? I'm going to sell my house and I'm going to Bolivia. Amen? You say, oh my goodness, preacher, I couldn't do that. I was talking to my brother last night and he said, hey, there was a fellow going to the mission field. He's going down there next week or the week after and he's going to do a tour and see just to try to get exactly where God wants him to be. I asked Roger, I said, well, are you going to go over there with him? He said, on the trip? I said, no, I'm going to be a missionary. He said, well, no, God ain't sent me there. He said, I don't even know if he sent me to Marshall. He said, ain't sometimes. But amen, praise God. If we'll go, God's got to send us. We don't know what God's got for us. You say, well, preacher, I could never do that. You see, that's the problem. I could never. No, we couldn't. But I remember a day a pretty good while back. God was dealing with a little old boy's heart. Amen. He was miserable, and his wife was miserable, and his kids was miserable. Everybody in the house was miserable. He said, Lord, son, I want you to preach my word. I said, Lord, I can't do it. I don't know how. I'm not eloquent of speech. I can't talk. I can't even do a book report. I'm backward. But there's a day come, I got on my knees on the riverbank, and I said, Lord God, I can't run no more. Lord, I'm miserable, I'm hateful, I need help. And God, I said, Lord, if you'll help me, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I can't do it, Lord, but whatever you want me to do. And he said, that's all I ask. That's all I ask. He said, you just make yourself a willing vessel. And he said, I'll do the rest. Amen. Amen. That's been a long time ago. But here we are. Amen. Amen. Just minding the Lord. Following His. Amen. Trying to stay on that narrow path with the help of God. But you know what? He makes it easy. Because He said, follow me. Amen. So what I do, what do? Pastor, how do we do it? We just take our eyes off of man. We take our eyes off the world. We take our eyes off the things. And we put our eyes on Jesus. And we say, okay, Lord, wherever you lead, I'll follow. Amen. Amen. And boy, what a journey it's been. And it gets better farther on. This journey's exciting. Amen. As I see us getting tuned up, as I see us getting geared up, as I see us getting excited about His soon coming, amen, it's getting better. Amen. I tell you what, as your pastor, I'm excited because I'm seeing Christ in you, that hope of glory. Amen. We're sheep. Amen. God's little children, we're sheep. Amen. That means we don't think for ourselves. Sheep don't think. They just follow the shepherd. Amen. I'm starting to see us, praise God. We're quitting. We're getting to the point we're not analyzing it no more, Brother Kevin, but we're just following, praise God, what God says. Amen. And you know what? It's working. Amen. We started following, amen, just following Lord Jesus, and it's working. He's directing us. He's focusing us. He's giving us help, and He's helping us just to praise Him on the way. Amen. He's encouraging our hearts. And as we go through different things, now listen, as we go through different things, hey, some of us in here, praise God, have been going through some difficulties. Been going through some storms, Jesse. Amen. But you know what God's done, Brother Bill? He's put some dear old brothers and sisters together in Stony Fork Baptist Church that love one another, praise God, and we come in unity together. And you say, you know what? Old Brother Bill's going through a tough spell, and hey, some of these fellas has come to me, and they've seen that, and they see old Brother Bill. Boy, seems like he's struggling a little bit. Praise God, like he's got a load to bear. And they said, you know what, preacher? We need to pray for old Brother Bill. Hey, glory. And you know what's happening? God touched old Brother Bill, and he's a with His mighty hand of grace and mercy and love, praise God, and encourage Brother Bill. Amen. Amen. He ain't the only one. He's been multitude of multitude that people come and said, preacher, I believe such and such is struggling a little bit. I don't know what's going on, but it just seems like they're having some difficulties. I said, well, we'll make that a special object of prayer. We'll call on God together.
Amen.
And praise God. Hey, listen, you're still here. Amen. The devil hasn't beat you down. The devil hasn't defeated you. Praise God. You're still here to praise Him. Amen. I wonder how many of us. I know these people pray for me. Amen. I can feel the prayers because I know every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, God, you get through. And the old devil say, boy, you just made a mess of that. Boy, you just throwed a dud out there then. But then about a Tuesday or Wednesday or a Monday or Tuesday, somebody, you be talking to somebody, you run in, somebody say, boy, preacher, said Sunday night, boy, I really appreciate that message. Well, that helped me. Amen. And I just look up, I say, you stinking liar devil. I know, praise God, that His word won't go out void, but it'll find a room place to help somebody's heart so they grow close to you, praise God, so that they can be encouraged, so that they can help each other, so we can love one another like you love us. Amen. Praise God. He said, that's what I do. Amen. I got such a, he said, that's what I do. Amen. Contrary to what the devil would have us to believe, that's what he does. And he does it for each and every one of us in a special way. Why? Why does he do? Why would he do that? Because he loves us. Amen. Amen. Praise God, because he loves us. Even when we're not too lovable. Amen. But he still loves us. Amen. Brother Jeff, he still loves us when we mess up. When we do things that we oughtn't to do. It breaks his heart. Just like our Heavenly Father, just like it does our earthly fathers. If children mess up, it breaks your heart. But it don't stop you from loving them. Amen. It don't stop you, don't love them any less. Amen. It makes you want to get close to them. Amen. Get to where they're at so you can understand where they're at so you know how to help them. That's the same way with our Heavenly Father. Amen. When we're hurt, when we're distracted, when we go the wrong way, He wants to get close to us. And He wants to help us, praise God, to keep us from the errors of our ways. Say, you know what? I can help. I can show you a better way. Amen. Said, you don't need to go there no more. You get them people can't help you. Amen. Amen. They can't help you. That down there can't help you. He said, I can help you. I can put you where you'll get help. Amen. You won't help this morning. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You won't help this morning. Praise God. God said, I'll put you where you can get help if you won't help this morning. You need somebody to encourage you. Amen. You need somebody to uplift you. You need somebody to love you. You need somebody to love on you. See, that's the devil's tool. I'm going to try to hush. The devil's too is to just say, you know what? Nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you. Huh? That's what he does. Nobody cares about you. But praise God, I want to tell you, there's a good God of glory that loves you. He is our Heavenly Father, praise God. And Lord Jesus Christ gave all for you. Amen. If you was the only human being in this world, Jesus would have died for you. You say, well, preacher, how do you know that? Hey, if I was the only one, why would he need to? Because it was a plan from the foundation of the world. If the devil would have killed everybody in this world and only left you, praise God, Jesus would have died for you. Amen. Amen. And Jesus would have got up on that third day. Amen. So that you could have a resurrection and a newness of life. He'd have done it for you if you was the only one here this morning. He would have done it for you. That's how much he loves us. That's how much care. That's how much help He has for us. But this morning we just got to say, how much help do I want? How close to God do I want to get? I believe we're getting close to a place. We're just almost in the midst of Holy Ghost revival. You say, well, preacher, we ain't had no preaching in here. Ain't had no special speaker. Amen. Praise God. No, but we had Jesus. Amen. 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 We've had Jesus. He's pulled in. He's praise God. He pulled in this place. I don't know when He showed up. Praise God. He was here when I got here almost 9 years ago. Amen. I don't know when He showed up, praise God, but He is here when I got here. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. How long you been here, Brother Bill? 15 years ago, praise God, God was here. Amen. Miss Geraldine, when did you come here? 1965. Praise God, I was just 2 years old, praise God, and God was here. Amen. Amen. He's still here, praise God. He's still real. He's still God. He ain't changed a bit. Amen. The only thing that's changed is us. Hey, some left, they some come, and some, you know, it happens. But praise God, I'm thank God that there's except for a few fixtures that's been here since the beginning. Amen. They're like luggage. They just got them and kept them, you know. Amen. You don't ever buy new luggage, you just get it once. But we appreciate the Lord because He's moved in this place. Sometimes, Brother Bill, I get out there in the parking lot and the presence of the Lord is so real. Amen. You know, you pray and you seek His face and say, Lord, we need just a little bit of guide, a little bit of direction. Get out there and you say, Lord, here we are. Lord, help us just leave everything out here at the car. And let us just go in there, God, and do something that will bring glory and honor to Your name. Let us, Lord, let us just magnify You, lift You up. Because You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto Me. And Lord, help us to go in today to Stony Fork Baptist Church. And boy, I tell you, Holy Ghost of God, He just feels, I mean, He's already there. And He just rings the bells of your heart. He says, I'm here. Amen. He says, I'm here, praise God. Present and accounted for. You know, I know He's here because He lives in me. Amen. And He says, I'm here. Amen. Let's just go on in. Let Me just give you what you need. But then we come in. You know what we do? We come in with open hearts. We say, Lord, here I am. Just clean that table off and say, here, set Me a table, God. And help Me pull up and dine from those good things of God. The Lord God Almighty, He's moving. He's touching. He's drawing us to Himself. He said, come follow Me. And He said, I'll make you to become fishers of men. Amen. Amen. I'll make you to become fishers of men. You'll get a desire. You'll get an unction to go out in the world and compel them to come in. Amen. But he said this morning, he said, you know, we got to take that first step. Got to take that first step. What's the hindrance in your life this morning? What's keeping you from stepping out on faith and say, Lord, I want to get on that narrow path. And Lord, I want You to help me stay on it. I've been on that broad way and following different paths. But Lord, I need to be on that right path. There's only one. There's only one path that's right. And God and the Lord Jesus Christ heard us today. He's beckoning us to come and follow Me. He said, come and follow Me. Get on this right path. And He said, I'll lead you all the way. What about you this morning? What path are you on? What path would you like to be on this morning?